the kicking game. Number two, he's experienced, he's smart, and can play in the sub inside if you want him to. But the snaps that you can get from him if you want to on the special teams, I think is a big plus.
And what about the decision to bring back Sterling Moore? Why was it important to bring him back up?
He's familiar with our system, and you know he's one of those players that knows what to do. He's got real good instincts.
Sean, how different is this Rams team from the last time you saw them?
Well, entirely different. I mean, it's a whole new coaching staff, new offense, new defense. There's some carryover in the special teams. John Fossil's done a great job in that regard. So you have kicker, snapper, holder, you know, the punter, all that. But it's an entirely different team.
And just what are some of the things they do that are particularly...
Well, the front is different on defense. The coverages they play are different on offense. It's a system that's entirely different. I mean, so where do you want to begin? I mean, it's a completely different scheme, and the staff has completely changed.
What do they do well? What are some of the things that stand out when you watch it?
Well, number one, I think they pressure the passer well. Their sack numbers are up. I think they're playing very good pass defense. Their overall scoring defense is in the top 10 of the league. Offensively, they're in the top 5 of the league in almost every category. Scoring offense, they're 2. Third down conversions, they're in the top 5. Explosive plays, they're 2. They're running the ball with Gurley well. You can look at any statistic, but you see their turnover margin's fantastic. They're taking it away. I think they have 19 right now, and they're near the top of the league in that area. So there's a reason why this team's won 7 games at this juncture of the season.
Sean, what are some of the ways you've seen improvement from Jared Goff last year?
Pardon?
Yeah.
What are some of the ways you've seen improvement from Jared Goff since you faced him last year?
Ball's coming out quickly, I think decisively. He's got playing with a lot better feel for what he's doing, where he's going. He's not taking a lot of sacks. He's doing a lot of at the line. You know, he's getting in and out of bad plays. You know, all the things you want to see a young quarterback do, and you know, I think Sean and his staff have done a great job with him, with that whole team.
Coach, in recent days, there's been some stuff out there that try to compare Sean McVay to you when you first broke in as a head coach. How many similarities do you see in how he's handling his first year to when you first came into the league as a head coach?
Well, you know, listen, I know Sean, I don't know him too well. The first similarity would be S-E-A-N. Now, outside of that, I think that, you know, he's someone, he went to Miami of Ohio. I coached there. There are a lot of good friends on his staff that we know, Aaron Cromer, Bill Johnson, guys that have worked here. So, look, I think, you know, there's confidence you build, and you go set up shop, you get your opportunity. But I've never had a chance to work with him outside of that, so I wouldn't know. But he clearly is doing a fantastic job there.
Sean, outside of some obvious personnel upgrades, what do you think was one or two key turning points for the defensive improvement besides the personnel?
Well, look, I think we played a real good game at Carolina, you know, and got some takeaways, and I think that, you know, you begin to, at some point, you want to see the results, and I think we saw some of the fruits of our labor, and I think the confidence, you know, you began to get a little bit of confidence after that week, and then, you know, you shut out Miami, and then you start building on it. I got to start there.
Sean Mark Ingram, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Just what did you think of what he was able to do last week in what was for him, you know, kind of a limited role with, you know, how you guys were coming back?
Look, I think I lose track of these FedEx awards weekly. I know that we felt like he played a real good game. Exceptional game. You know, he had some good strong runs, real strong runs. Game, they go differently each week. You know, sometimes you could be sitting there in the second quarter and you feel like you've only had eight snaps, or, you know, you have an interception on your first series, so that takes plays away from, you know, your overall total. You finish 4 of 11 or whatever we did on third down, that takes snaps away, so they're at a premium. But I think that he's running with that confidence and pad level, all the things you like. And, you know, between he and Kamara, we're going to have, shoot, more FedEx plaques or whatever it is that they maybe they get to use FedEx services for free for a year or something. That'd be a good deal, right? When you absolutely have to have it somewhere.
Coach, Tanzel's smart for the Rams. What are you seeing out of him when you pop on that tape of him?
I'm sorry, Herbie, the name, I missed the first part.
Tanzel Smart, a local product out of Tulane. When you pop the tape on of the Rams' interior defensive line, what stands out?
I see this, number one. All right, he's playing inside. I see, you know, here's a kid that they're going to play eight, nine guys. I mean, you got, you know, your nose is they're also playing their 34 front against most of a lot of your subgroups, so it's not like you're getting them to substitute. But, you know, he's doing well, you know, especially for a rookie. Now, he's only 6'1", but I see strength, and you kind of see that on film.